In, I want to minister prophetically. Turn this on first. And I was an engineer too. Before God called me to the ministry. Here we go. Young man, what's your name?
Justin.
Justin, how you doing, Justin?
Good.
Let's stretch forth the hands to Justin. Father, I thank you for Justin, for the call of God that's on his life. Father, the fact that he's not here by mistake, but by divine order. I thank you, Lord God, for the word that's going to change his life, change his destiny. Father, as you speak life to him, Father God, we thank you for that. Justin, as I was worshiping, I saw you. I saw three stages of your life. I saw you first on a tricycle, then on a bicycle, and now I saw you on a motorbike. The Lord says, and I saw you actually in that motorbike, that you were just flying down the highway. Now, I even saw you surfing the motorbike, if you know what that means. People actually get up there and surf the bike. And I see a reckless spirit about you. But God says what other people would seem reckless, God has put that in you to be a man of great daring and great faith. God said he's going to take you through a process, just like you first ride a tricycle, then a bicycle, then a motorbike. There's a time of training coming your way, says God. That when he's done with you, there's going to be a powerful ministry birthed in your heart. I see an open highway. I see no trucks, no carts. It's open. God says there's an open destiny, an open future for you, says the Lord. God says you're going to be a man who's going to be great and daring because you're going to be a man of great faith. God is going to impart the Holy Spirit in such great measure that even you are not going to believe it. God has called you to walk a walk of faith, unlike other people. And for some people, it's going to seem like it's very risky, it's very reckless, how could he? But there's going to be such a confidence that you know the Lord so well that you're just going to do because he says, do this, not a problem, you're going to do it. And other people would say, man, this guy's crazy, it's reckless, but no, says the Lord, that I'm going to be with you, I'm going to speak to you, and every word that I say will not fall to the ground. As you have ears to hear, as you just release and submit your heart to me and to the things that I will call you to do, don't you know, says the Lord, that I'm going to open up the road. And it's just right into the horizon, you're going to ride into the sun, and I just see success. I just see the prosperity and blessing, not only just financially, but of the things of the Lord. Hey. God says there's a great call for faith in you to minister, even stepping out and believe and just lay hands on people and whatever God calls you what to do. People say, wow, that was risky. But you're going to say, no, I heard the Lord. And the Lord says that faith comes by revelation. You're going to be a man of great revelation. So open up your ears, get ready, because I'm going to begin to speak to you even at night in your dreams, says the Lord.